Hey everyone, this is part 5 of Hellhunter. I'm going to try to do this again. Now, I do want to address a few things before I get started. The developer responded to my last video with some information, and I also got some help from a few other people, so I think I might be able to do it this time, assuming I haven't broken anything. Now, the reason I got so upset yesterday was because I was trying to explore and constantly got attacked by monsters. I don't like that mechanic. I don't understand why the monsters will spawn again once you've defeated them. Then that's not. Hellhunter 1 had this problem, and Hellhunter 2 has it again, although I guess it's not a problem, it's probably intentional. But I find that really irritating because it just adds unnecessary time, and then I die, and then I have to reload, and I lose track of where I am. But I'm going to try to do this, and we'll see how it goes. Now, I've been told roughly how to do it. I think what I was missing on one of the floors, there's a lever that's hidden by a bookshelf, and then I have to look at some walls. So let's see if I can do this.
HH2H. Hellhunter damn soul.
I'm gonna try to start out from another
Hell
good
Hunter,
place.
new load game.
So let's load from where I was. I did get more blood vials through cheating. I know, I don't like to do that.
You have reached third tower, floor 7.
I don't like to do that, and hopefully I won't have to. The problem I have with this game and the combat system is I know you're supposed to time the deadly attacks. The problem is I can't keep track of that most times, and by the time I hear it, it's too late to react. I guess that's why you should use the relics. I will try to do that. I just think that might add more time to the fights.
To floor 8, to floor 3.
So let's go back here to floor 0.
You have reached window to floor 4, upstairs to floor 2.
Oh yeah, I think we go to floor 2 and then 1.
You have reached first to floor 3 to floor 1.
Also, to answer another question that was raised in the comments, the monsters will attack you if you move to them. So if I move to the right with the right arrow key, typically you'll find them there. Which is why if you're trying to explore, you can move to the left in most cases and you'll bypass them. Problem is, it's not always the case.
You have reached first tower, floor 1, to floor 2, to floor 0.
Now, if I go here,
You have reached first to floor 1 to the outskirts, circles. Library shelf 3.
if I examine this shelf,
Elian finds an interesting book. It seems like the chronicles of an adventure that happened here a long time ago. It's a story about Justin the Adventurer.
Right, and if I examine it again.
Elian quickly reads a part of it. Justin and his team decided to conquer the tower. Even just to enter it, they had to fight terrible beasts. In order to reach the following floors, they had to find two crystals. Their colors were blue and purple. Some pages have been removed from the book.
So those are the crystals that you have to touch on floors 1 and 2, I believe, which I did touch those, so I think that part of the puzzle is done. The problem I'm having right now is finding the third lever. So let's go.
Circles to the outskirts, to floor 1.
Let's go here. And
You have reached first to floor 2.
We'll go here.
You have reached first to floor 3.
And we go here.
You have reached first window.
Now I think, let's go back to the back to the third tower through the window.
You have reached third tower, floor 7. Saving. You saved the game.
I'll save the game here. Let me make sure.
HH2 Audacity. Audacity. Status line recording.
Yeah, okay, I'm recording.
Hellhunter damn soul. Hellhunter.
To floor 8. To floor 3.
Wait, how do I get back? Trying to get to floor 5.
To floor 8.
I think that's where I was supposed to go.
You have reached third tower. Mind Flayer.
Ugh.
The battle begins.
Yeah, see, that was 5. That. See, I got it that time. Four, five. Ah, hate that. Can't react.
The battle ends.
Yeah, these mind flayers are annoying.
Alien gain to floor 9.
Okay, so what am I missing?
To floor 7.
Okay, I think we go
to floor fresco to floor 9.
Let's see.
You have reached third tower. Floor to floor 10. Upstairs. To floor 8.
Now I'm getting confused.
Upstairs.
Okay, I think this is the trick thing that takes me back.
To floor 10.
See, I probably can't go there. Can well. Oh, come on.
You have reached third tower. Floor 10. To floor 9. Pedestal. Fresco to floor 9.
No, okay, that's.
You have reached third to floor upstairs. You have reached third tower, floor 7, to floor 8, to floor 3.
No, it just takes me in a big loop. What the hell? Okay, sticking back to the first tower, right?
You have reached first tower, floor 3, window. Aberrant progeny.
Oh, come on.
The battle begins.
See, it would be so much easier.
The battle ends. Alien gate.
Okay.
Window to floor 4.
Okay, I think I have to go here and then to floor 5.
You have reached second tower, floor 4, to floor 5.
Yeah, okay. Now here.
You have reached second to floor 6, to floor 4. Cerebral parasite. The battle begins. Alien is poisoned.
I've been told to wait until you hear the heartbeat when you're poisoned.
Alien is poisoned.
God, these sounds are confusing. It's done intentionally, I'm sure.
Alien is poisoned. Alien is poisoned.
Oh, come on. Yeah, go away.
The battle ends. Alien gate to floor 6 to floor 4, library shelf 2.
Now, if you examine these shelves, I've been told there's a hidden lever, which, yeah, I should have done that multiple times. Just these things were driving me crazy. That's what I mean. I don't understand why the monsters have to spawn again once you've cleared them out. That just doesn't make sense.
Mathematics, geometry, and information technology are the main themes treated on this bookshelf.
Okay.
There's a book which fell from the bookshelf. Alien checks it out, but there's nothing that catches his attention. Alien puts the book back in its place. When he finds the place, he notices something at the bottom of the hole. Alien removes the other books nearby, and in this way, a lever is revealed. Alien pulls it down.
Okay, now I've been told...
To floor 4. To floor 6.
I think you go up here and there's some walls that you have to examine.
You have reached second lever. The lever is already pulled.
Okay, that's 2.
To floor 5. Wall. Alien touches the wall. It reacts to him. Suddenly, 3 walls inside the room descend until they disappear under the floor. 3 paths have been revealed.
Okay.
To floor 5, lever. Cerebral parasite. The battle begins. Alien is poisoned.
Damn it, stop!
Alien is poisoned.
See, I think I'm...
Alien is poisoned. Alien is poisoned.
Go away.
The battle ends. Alien gains 1 punt. Lever. Fresco. Aberrant progeny. The battle begins.
You know what? Let's try.
The battle ends.
Okay, so that was the bat.
Alien gains 1. Fresco to floor 7. Upstairs. Window to floor 5. Lever. Fresco. Window. Upstairs to floor 7. Alien follows the stairway. It's time to reach the next tower.
Yeah, here we go.
As Alien walks through the stairway, the stairs suddenly retire inside the wall. Alien is in free fall. He immediately reacts and minimizes the damage. He's gone through much worse obstacles. Yet he wasted a lot of time with this trap.
Oh, God. Really?
You have reached second tower, floor 4.
Of course it was a trap. God damn it.
To floor 5.
Okay, so...
To floor 3. To floor...
Can I go up here?
You have reached second to floor 6.
Maybe I'm just going in circles. See, I'm having a hard time keeping track.
You have reached sec lever. Cerebral parasite. The battle.
Here we go again.
Alien is poisoned. Alien is poisoned. Alien is poisoned. The battle ends.
Okay.
Alien gate. Lever. To floor 5. Window. Upstairs. To floor 7. Okay. You have reached second to floor 5, to floor 3, fresco, to floor, library shelf 1, to fret lever, library shelf, to floor 3, to floor 5.
Wait, what?
To fresco, to floor 3.
Okay, I'm going the wrong way.
You have reached first tower, floor, window, to floor 4, upstairs.
So I go here. So
you have reached first tower, floor 1, to floor 2, to floor 0, to floor...
No better. It's too maze-like.
You have reached first to floor 3, to floor 1, to floor... You have reached the window.
Okay, this takes me to tower 3. I should be able to go up. Unless I'm missing something.
You
obvious.
Have reached third tower, floor 7. Saving point.
You know what? Let's save the game so I never have to do this again.
You saved the game to floor 8.
Let's go up here.
You have reached the mind flayer.
Here we go again.
The battle begins.
3, 4.
The enemy is getting stronger. Alien is getting slower.
I don't like the combat system in this game.
The enemy is getting stronger. Alien is getting slower. The enemy is getting stronger. Alien is getting slower. The battle ends.
Okay, so...
Alien gains 1.
Good.
To floor 9. To floor 7. To floor...
But wait, but I can't go to floor... Oh, crap.
You have reached the to floor 10.
Wait, is it gonna let me go to 10? Maybe not. I doubt it. We'll find out.
You have reached third tower, floor 10, to floor 9, pedestal, to fresco, pedestal, to floor 9.
How do I get to 11?
You have reached third to floor 10, upstairs, to floor 8.
Wait, do I go up here? No, it's probably a trap. God damn it! I can't keep track of this stuff in my head. I've always been spatially challenged.
You have reached third tower, floor 7, to floor 8, to floor 3.
No.
Ceremonial to floor ceremonial chalice. The chalice is now empty. Fresco. Head statue. Saving point. You saved the game to floor 8, to floor 3. Ceremony to floor 8.
What the hell?
You have reached third mind flayer.
Oh, here we go again.
The battle begins. Alien is defeated. Seems like this is the end.
I thought I dodged that.
Press the left arrow to load the last. You have reached third tower, floor 7, to floor 8.
Okay, where am I going?
To floor 3, to floor 8.
So I'm on floor...
To floor 3, ceremonial, to floor 3.
Okay, that takes me back to 1.
You have reached first tower, floor 3, window, to floor 4, upstairs.
If I go up here, this takes me to the second tower. I can't keep this straight in my head.
You have reached first tower, floor 1.
No, of course not.
To floor 2.
What am I doing wrong? There's something obvious I'm doing wrong. It's Drives me crazy.
You have reached to floor 3. You have reached for aberrant progeny. The battle begins.
I don't get that. I mean, I do and I don't, because the directions are confusing. Okay, so this is borderline maze, and I don't like that.
The battle ends. Alien gate window.
Okay, that takes me to floor 3.
To floor 4.
If I go here, this takes me to...
You have reached second tower, floor 4. To floor 5.
Okay, that's floor 5.
To floor 3. Fresco. To floor 3. To floor. Library shelf. To floor 5.
We gotta go here.
You have reached set to floor 6.
Why am I going in circles, though?
You have reached set lever. To floor 5. Lever. The lever is up. To window. Upstairs. Window.
Hang on a second. I will pause the recording real quick.
Audacity. Audacity. Check.
Okay, so I think you go to the third tower, floor 9.
Hellhunter damn soul. Hellhunter.
To floor 10. Upstairs. To floor 8. Mind flayer.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
The battle begins.
I think I gotta fight that tentacle again. Find it. Wow, see? I can't react quickly enough to these stupid special attacks. Yeah, you know what?
The enemy is getting stronger. Alien is getting slower.
Four, five, six.
The enemy is getting stronger. Alien is getting slower. The battle ends.
Get lost, you stupid
thing. Alien gains one.
Okay, can we stop the really loud noises now?
Head statue.
Okay.
Wall. That wall seems slightly darker than the others nearby.
Okay, so this is floor 9.
Fresco. Tentacle.
Now, I have to fight this again because I didn't save. Because, of course, I didn't save because I got turned around.
Alien is getting weak. Alien is getting weaker. Alien is getting
weaker.
Damn it,
see, I'm trying to dodge it and I can't hit the button fast enough because I can't tell where it's going to come from.
Alien is getting weaker.
Irritating as fuck. You know, I'm...
Alien is getting...
You know, maybe it's just I don't like these types of games. I really think that might be it, but...
Alien is...
Really nice if shit wouldn't spawn after it fucking died. Yeah, fucking die, you piece of shit.
The battle ends.
This game's pissing me off now.
Alien gain...
Okay.
Cerebral parasite.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Battle of course. Begins. Here we go again. Shit, I already killed like 100 times.
Alien is poisoned.
Of course I
Alien
am.
Alien is poisoned.
Where the fuck?
Alien is poisoned.
I was dodging from...
Alien
9.
The battle ends.
Okay, so we're on floor 9.
Alien gain to floor 10. Tentacle. Fresca. Wall. Heads. Mind. To floor. Upstairs. To floor. Tentacle. Fresca. Heads. Mind. To floor 8. Upstairs. To floor 10.
Wait, what?
Upstairs.
Wait, do I go up here? Nope. What the hell? I thought I had this figured. Oh my god.
You have reached third tower, floor 7.
And people told me there weren't mazes. Bullshit!
Saving. You saved the game.
Yeah. Exits that don't lead where you think they do. Weird loops around. Weird loops. Weird traps. Yeah, it's a fucking maze. God damn it. What the hell? So, I need to get to floor 11, but apparently to get to floor 11, illogically, you can't go from floor 10 to floor 11. No, that doesn't make any sense. So you gotta go from floor 9 to floor 11 by touching walls that I already touched?
To floor 8.
Okay. And because I left there,
you have
I'm gonna have to fight this stupid
tower.
Shit again.
Mind flayer.
Now, of course, fuck you.
The battle begins.
Now, and this is not...
The enemy is getting stronger. Alien is getting slower.
This is not fun. Yeah. You know, and...
The battle ends.
Okay.
Alien gate to floor 9.
Okay, so I'm on floor 8.
To floor 7.
Okay, that's floor 7.
Wall. On the wall has been traced some geometrical shapes. They all intersect among themselves, making a complex structure. Alien can't recognize what has been used to trace those lines, but whatever it is, it smells weird. Eyes. Wall. That's another wall, free from tentacles.
Wait, I think...
Head statue. Mind flayer.
Oh, here we go again.
The battle begins.
Wait, I think I'm in the right place now. Maybe. React that quickly. Unless you like anticipate where it's gonna come from. Leave me alone.
The battle ends. Alien.
Okay.
To floor 9. Fresco. Head step. Wall. That's another wall. Eyes. Wall. On the wall has been traced some geometrical shapes. They all. To floor. To floor. Fresco. Heads. Wall. Eye. Wall. To floor. To fresco. Head statue. There's another stone statue with the shape of a humanoid head. It's looking backward at that door. As Alien touches the statue, he hears the sound of a mechanism which unlocks something.
Okay.
Wall.
Oh, you can't go to the right, you gotta go to the left.
That's another eye. Wall. On the wall has been traced to floor 7. To floor 9. Fresco.
Wait, hold on.
Head statue. There's another stone statue with the shape of a humanoid head. It's looking backward at that door. As Alien touches the statue, he hears the sound of a mechanism which unlocks something.
Okay, so I go left, not right.
Fresco to floor, wall. On the wall has been traced. Eyes, wall. Alien touches the wall. He hears the sound of a mechanism being unlocked.
Okay.
The wall moves forward, then it moves to the side, revealing a secret treasure chest.
Okay. So this is floor 8. You have to activate the statue. Okay, this is starting to make a little more sense to me. This is still really confusing.
Eyes, wall, to floor 9, fresco, head stat, wall, eyes, wall, to floor 7, to floor 9, fresco.
Ah, shit.
Head stat, there's another, fresco, to floor, wall, on the wall, head, eyes, wall. Alien checks the contents of the chest. There are many bottles. They contain human blood. Alien obtains 4 blood vials.
Good, that'll help me.
Head statue, fresco, to floor 9.
Okay, so now we go to floor 9, and then maybe to floor 11?
You have reached 3rd tower, floor 9, to floor 10, upstairs, to floor 8. Mind flayer.
No, we gotta fight this shit.
The battle begins.
Yeah, this is...
The enemy is getting stronger, alien is getting slower. The enemy is getting stronger. Alien is getting slower. The enemy is getting stronger. The battle ends. Alien gains 140 experience points. Alien gets blood vial. Head statue.
Wait, oh, okay, this is the same thing?
Wall, fresco, tentacle.
Yeah, I see.
The battle begins.
Wait, oh. Leave me alone!
Alien is getting... Alien is getting weaker. Alien is getting...
You know what? I can never predict where the hell it's gonna be.
Alien is getting weaker. Alien is getting weaker. Alien.
Okay, I think this is another.
Alien. The battle ends. Alien gain cerebral parasite.
Armor.
Battle begins. Alien is poisoned.
I was dodging that piece of You know, I'm really close to saying fuck this.
Alien is poisoned.
Okay, and it's nothing against the developer.
Alien is poisoned.
It really is isn't. Like, I have no problem with him as a person. But this is... Yeah, okay, that was...
The battle ends.
Okay.
Alien gate to floor 10. Upstairs to tentacle. To floor... Ups to floor 8. Upstairs to mind flayer. Head statue.
Okay, so I think...
Wall. Fresk. Wall. That wall seem... Tentacle to floor. Ups to floor. Mind. Head statue. Another head statue.
Oh, it locks when I go left.
Fresk. Wall. Head statue. Another head statue.
We gotta go
here.
Right.
Mind to floor. Upstep to floor. Tentacle. Fresco. Wall. Alien touches the wall. A mechanism reacts to that. and the wall moves aside, revealing a new path. From here, Elian can reach the last tower with the help of the wolf relic.
Oh, please tell me we're done.
Head stat, mind to floor 8, upstairs to floor 10, to floor 11.
Okay, good, because I was about to go insane.
Elian aims at the last tower. With the power of the relic, Elian morphs and manages to reach it. The chant comes from the top of this tower. Even if there are less monsters nearby, there's an oppressive feeling. He feels like he must hurry. You have reached fourth tower, floor 11.
Okay, so we went from floor 9 of the third tower to 11 of the fourth. Now, granted, I don't know what this looks like. My spatial awareness has always been absolute garbage, but yeah, I'm thoroughly confused.
Tentacle.
And we gotta fight this
shit. Battle begins.
Okay, so I think this attacks me on 5. So, nope, 6 maybe?
Elian is getting weaker.
Stop with the freaking sneak attacks I can't predict.
Elian.
Can't react that quickly.
Elian is getting weaker.
NVDA add-on updates.
Ah, for hell!
Tell her damn soul.
Really has the stupid thing interrupted.
Elian is getting weaker.
Leave me alone.
Elian is get. The battle ends. Elian gate to floor 12, to floor 6, to floor 9. Mind flayer.
No, of course. Oh, shit.
The battle begins. The enemy is getting stronger. Elian is getting slower. 100% life bars. The enemy is getting stronger. Elian is getting slower. The enemy is getting stronger. Elian is getting slower.
Are we done? Please tell me
we're done. The battle ends. Elian gains 1. To floor 12. To floor to tentacle. To floor 12.
Alright, let's go to floor 12.
The next floor is the last one. On a wall, Elian can see one last fresco, which represents a mythological creature. The chant is starting to become very annoying. Even if it doesn't rain, Elian can hear thunder. You have reached fourth tower, floor 12. Saving. You saved the game.
Okay.
Audacity. Status line recording.
Yeah, I'm recording.
Tell 100 amps.
Sorry about the NVDA thing.
Messages for HH. Tell 100 audacity.
Yeah, I think I closed it.
Tell 100 amps soul. Tell 100
amps. Alright, so
you opened the inventory page. 1 black. 1 1 1 1 35 blood vial. You open. You're back in the map.
Yeah, I know.
Chains. Maybe they have been used to restrict some human sacrifice. But what really bothers Elian is the sound. It only brings back terrible memories.
Yeah, see, that would have been a lot less obnoxious if the enemies didn't spawn, because then you could take your time walking around and trying to figure out the puzzle, instead of driving yourself absolutely batshit insane. Yeah.
Fresco. That huge fresco represents an immense aberrant creature from the sea. The text below says that it's Leviathan, but it looks more like an oversized kraken to Elian. It's difficult to interpret this fresco. Besides, when many sources about the past start to overlap, it often happens that a misinterpretation can alter the original subject, especially when it involves myths.
Okay.
Shane, save. You saved the game, Shane. Fresco to floor 11. To top floor. Saving point. You saved the game to top floor.
Alright, here we go, guys.
Elian reached the very top of the tower. The sky seems to have gone mad. The rift is wider than before, and weird sounds come from it. He climbs an external staircase and finally can see the altar. Many typical materials used for rituals are scattered around. Some magical circle is traced under his feet. The vampire stands there and keeps chanting a ritual in an ancient language. Elian thinks that he also started to rave, since the rite seems already performed. He must stop the effects of the ritual at least. You have reached fourth tower, top floor.
What the hell? Sounds like meditation. Oh. Ah. Ooh. Okay, I can't do it that good. Anyway,
Corpses. On a side of the floor, a pile of human corpses is stacked like a bunch of trash. Even if Elian used his power to touch the bodies, he can't sense anything. That means that their souls have been used for the ritual.
Well, that means your soul's gone. Ooh, that's not good.
Ritual components. Candles, blood, chalk, incense, bones. Every kind of item involved in a ritual is here.
Okay.
Aberrant vampire. Metal grate. Elian uses the mist relic and morphs into mist. He can pass through the grate. There's a pedestal behind it. Above the pedestal, there's a weird object. Since Elian doesn't know what it is, he just leaves it there.
Oh, okay.
To floor 12, corpses, to metal, aberrant vampire.
Alright, you meditating vampire. Time for me to kick your ass.
Elian jumps over the altar. He draws the sword and dashes towards the vampire. A bunch of tentacles come out from his cloak, forcing Elian to retreat. The vampire turns toward Elian. He's covered with tentacles, even more than his progeny. His eyes protrude from their sockets. They've actually become ocular tentacles. The aberrant vampire is shouting something, but Elian is not sure if it's an ancient language or if he's just rambling. Or both. Whatever the vampire is saying, it just comes out as noise and drool from his mouth. From Elian's perspective. So he starts fighting that thing.
Okay.
The battle begins.
I don't like these tentacle things. No, I'm trying to dodge this freaking shit.
Yeah.
hell? I didn't even hear that. Stop. Stop. Damn it.
The battle ends.
Ah, fuck you.
Elian gains 400 experience points. Elian gets blood vial. Press control to continue. The fight ends. Before landing the final blow, Elian needs a vampire relic, namely any part of his body. Most of his body is merged with tentacles, but the hands still seem humanoid enough. Elian cuts off a finger and covers it with his dampier power. In that way, it won't turn into ash when the vampire dies, and Elian won't lose the relic. So Elian obtains one vampire relic. Without wasting another second, he cuts the head off the vampire. The body turns into ash. From that pile, Elian can see his soul floating towards the sky. Towards the rift, to be precise. That's the final destination of a soul bound to a pact, made with an ancient of the pandemonium. That's the proof Elian was searching for. The vampire made a pact, hence the merger with the aberrant prosthesis. His progeny has been involved too. But the rift is not closing at all. The effects of the ritual are still active. Elian must do something. On the altar, there's also a grimoire. He checks it out. He's heard about this. It's the Grimoire of Darkness. Rumors say that it's a partial reinterpretation of the infamous Necronomicon. The content of this grimoire allows you to make a pact with the ancients. It's also possible to use it for casting space-time spells and rituals that create portals which connect with the pandemonium. An item like this is so famous that even common humans through the web talk about it, and they even search for it for real. Without hesitation, Elian burns the grimoire. Unfortunately, that wasn't enough to stop the effects of the ritual. Still, now Elian knows that he must search for portals scattered inside the whole tower.
Oh my god.
He must be quick. In the worst-case scenario, an ancient will be summoned from the portals. Probably Cthulhu. It could even be more dangerous than Dracula itself.
Okay, so...
Metal grate to floor 12. Corpses. Ritual component. Pile of ash. Metal pile of ash. That's all that's left of the vampire. There's more ash than he expected. It could be due to the aberrant prosthesis which increased the mass of the body. So they became vampire parts, since they turned into ash. At the same time, the vampire was still a vampire. It's the first time that Elian saw an aberrant vampire. Hopefully the last as well.
Yeah.
Metal grip to floor 12.
Now,
You have reached for saving. You saved the game.
Don't you want to bet? If I go down, there's going to be monsters, and I got to fight damn monsters again that I already killed.
To top to floor 11.
So I have been told, I think...
You have reached fourth to floor, to floor, mind flayer.
Of course, yep.
The battle begins. The enemy is getting stronger. Elian is getting slower. The enemy is getting stronger. Elian is getting slower. The battle ends.
It'd be so much easier if I didn't have to fight
Elian
this crap.
Gains one. Tentacle.
No, I don't want to fight this
battle
shit anymore.
Begins. Alien is getting weaker.
You know, if you think about it, it doesn't even make sense anymore.
Alien is...
Other than just being an aggravation mechanic, because the vampire's dead and...
Alien is...
Shit should be gone anyway.
Alien is... Alien is getting weaker.
So I'm supposed to be reacting the split second I hear the chime.
The battle ends.
Nah, that's ridiculous.
Alien get to floor 12, to floor 6, to floor 9. Bones. Mind flayer.
No, come on, not
again. Battle begins. The enemy is getting stronger. Alien is getting slower. The enemy is getting stronger. Alien is getting slower.
Goodbye.
The battle ends. Alien gate. Tentacle. To floor. Bones. Human bones, of course. It seems like they have been used to craft some ritual instrument.
Right.
To floor 9.
Okay, hang on a second.
Audacity.
Okay, so I think I know where the other portals are.
Let me
see.
To floor 12.
Wait, so just as some extra
tentacle
background here.
Fresco. This fresco is huge. It shows a massive creature. It's a hybrid race. Part anglerfish and part slug. Instead of a light bait, there's a gorgeous woman attached to the lantern. It seems like the fish could breathe air as well, since it's out of the sea.
And sorry about that, you might be able to hear my phone, but we'll just keep going.
Audacity. Status line recording.
Okay, now I think...
Tentacle to floor 12.
Actually, I think there was something I missed here. On floor 13...
You have reached fourth tower, floor 12, to top floor.
Over here.
You have reached fourth to floor, metal pile of ash. The ash is still slightly glowing blue. Another consequence of the pact? Metal pile. Something is off. Alien sweeps away the ash with a kick. He was right. The ash was hiding a magic circle which was still active. This is one of the portals he's searching for.
Yeah.
Metal portal. From the portal comes out a giant aberrant monster.
Of course.
It must be a fragment of the ancient... Despite its size, when compared to Cthulhu, it's just a tiny ant. The fragment emits horrible voices. Alien dashes against it before it gets even more powerful. The battle begins. Slower.
What?
Alien is... Alien is getting slower. Alien is... Slower.
No, I was thought. Oh, God damn it.
Alien is getting slower. Alien is poisoned.
Oh, I guess we can't act. How are you supposed to know which way to dodge?
Elliot is getting slower. Slower. The battle ends.
We're done. Good, we're done.
Alien gains 360 experience points. Alien gets blood vial. Press as the creature dies, the portal disappears. Alien can feel the presence of other portals. He must be quick.
Okay. Now...
to floor 12. You opened the inventory page. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 16. Blood vial. You open your back in corpses to floor 12.
Let's go here.
You have reached fourth saving. You saved the game.
Now, can I?
To top floor, to floor 11.
Can I just bypass a bunch of this crap and just...
You have reached fourth to floor 12, to floor 6, to floor 9. Alien can use the wolf relic from here to return inside the third tower.
Let's go to floor 9, come on.
To floor 9. You have reached third tower, floor 9, to floor 11, to floor 10, upstairs. To floor 10.
Wait, can I go from 10 to 8? This is where I get confused again.
You have reached third tower, floor 10, to floor 9, pedestal.
No, of course not. Wait, maybe I go upstairs. It's floor 8, come on.
You have reached third to floor 11, to floor 10, upstairs.
Oh wait, I think it's going the wrong way.
You have reached third tower, floor 7, to floor 8.
Yeah, okay, we'll go there. Oh, you know what, I should have saved.
You have reached third tower, floor 8. Mind flayer.
Oh, come on!
Battle begins. The enemy is getting stronger. Alien is getting slower.
Is it gonna be 6? Okay,
the battle ends. Alien gate. Fresco. To floor 9. To floor 7. Portal.
There we go again.
From the portal comes out a giant aberrant monster. It must be a fragment of the ancient. Despite its size, when compared to Cthulhu, it's just a tiny ant. The fragment emits horrible voices.
Yeah.
Alien dashes against it before it gets even more powerful.
We know.
The battle begins. Alien is poisoned. Alien is getting slower. Alien is getting... Alien...
poisoned.
I think it's every 8 attacks.
Hellion is poisoned.
Damn it! Thought it was coming from the other way.
Hellion is getting...
What the hell?
Hellion is getting slower. Hellion is poor.
Stop!
Hellion is getting... Hellion is poisoned.
I was hitting...
Hellion is poisoned. The battle ends. Hellion gains 300. As the creature dies, the portal disappears. Hellion can feel the presence of other portals. He must be quick.
Man.
To floor 7. Wall. To floor 9. To floor 7. You have reached third save. You saved the game. You opened the inventory page. You open. You're back in the map.
Yeah, I'm gonna need more. You know what? Let me go find the other two. I'm gonna come back because I think the next fight will be the same. I'll come back when we get to the last one on floor 0.
Audacity.
All right. Let's get this over with.
Hellhunter damn soul.
And by the way, I really would like to know how you're supposed to predict the deadly attacks, because I don't have a good way. You know, I keep having people tell me, oh, you should count how many attacks there are. Yeah, that only works if you hit things. And even then, you can't predict where they're going to hit you. And by the time you hear it, you can't react quick enough. Yeah, I really don't like the combat mechanics in this game. I just don't.
You have reached first tower, floor 0.
And this better work, because I got 10 blood vials left, and I swear if I die, I'm going to have an aneurysm.
To floor 1, to the outskirts. Portal.
Let's get this shit over with.
From the last portal, this time comes out another aberrant beast. A massive creature with a single giant eye and big jaws floats above the floor. Many ocular tentacles are attached to the main body. Hellion knows what creature is in front of him. It's a beholder.
Oh boy.
They are clever creatures who can channel magic through their eyes, and they shoot it as a beam of light. Hellion doesn't know what effects the beams of this beholder could have, but he knows that it's way more dangerous than the fragments summoned by the other portals.
Oh, fuck.
Hellion gets ready for the battle while paying extra attention to the beams of the beholder. The battle. Hellion is getting... More than 75% life points. Oh, my God. This is the end. Press the left arrow to load the last saved game. You have reached third tower.
Why didn't floor I seven. Save? God.
To floor 8.
Damn this fucking game.
Audacity.